Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. What's the worst that could happen? Hey everybody, it's your big dirty goblin Jackson here to let you know our guests for Big Deal. This Saturday on the 6th, Zoe Bellotta and Joel Dusha will be joined by the incredible Ben Russell and Rosie Vanell. The week after, on the 13th, Adam Cannavale and Zoe Bellotta will be joined by the phenomenal Josh Earl and Danielle Walker. And then, for the final week, on the 20th, Adam Cannavale and Cass Page will be joined by troublemakers Tom Walker and Demi Lardner. If you want to see any or all of these shows, then head to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or to our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and grab your tickets today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you survive being Hamlet?
Like,
right.
We're all Hamlet?
Yes, so we are the boy Hamlet.
Okay.
We have had word. Our father's dead.
Oh, my dad too?
Yeah.
He's our dad, Dave.
He's our dad.
He named us all Hamlet. We were all one person.
The brothers for Hamlet.
Yeah. Okay.
Their dad, dead. Uncle married their mom.
Oh, weird.
Piece of shit, uncle. What's his name?
Claudius.
Claudius.
Calling him Claude.
Uncle Claudie.
Yeah. Uncle Father Claude.
Yeah. Daddy Claude.
Daddy Claudius.
Yeah.
I hate this man. Anyway, father's ghost has been sighted. We go talk to him. Dad's like, your uncle killed me. What's our plan?
Is mum happy?
Sort of. She's not
getting it.
Yeah.
Oh, they are definitely getting it on. Like, and they have married like within a couple of weeks of our dad being married.
Yeah. Maybe this is fine.
Yeah. I mean, mum's in on this.
She doesn't know he was murdered. And the ghost has specifically said, your mum is not in on this. Don't punish her.
What kind of dad was dad? Was he a good dad?
He was a king dad.
How's Claudius treating me?
Yeah.
Uncle not super fond, but also doesn't hate you.
Yeah. That's all right.
I don't know,
what was dad like?
Yeah.
Dad's good but dead.
Yeah, I'm not asking if we know he's
rough
dead.
It's rough that he's killed dad to fuck mom.
Look, that is rough, but honestly.
Weird.
Look,
no.
Oh, yeah, dad. No, actually, you're
Dad's
very.
Dad's not going to live forever. It's
you're fond of dad. You're very fond of dad.
I like dad.
Dad, yeah. We're
depressed.
We're very depressed.
Because dad's gone.
Yeah. I loved dad.
And then
we were all dad's favorite son.
Our uncle said, hey, your dad's died. And his dad also died. So, and do you see them caring about it? No, they're dead. Get over it. And we don't respond well to that.
Yeah, so we're depressed that dad is dead. And we were quite fond of dad. And dad is like, yeah, I've been killed by uncle so he can fuck mom.
All right. Well,
hey,
we gotta
dad, what's the afterlife like?
What?
Yeah. Also, sometimes a dad from offstage yells, avenge, avenge.
Shut up.
I would assume I was going through a psychosis and trying to deal with the death of my dear loved papa.
I'd say what other ghosts I could find.
Yeah. I might try and go find other ghosts or just assume this is a psychotic break.
No, I'm going to see what other ghosts are around. That's what I'm doing in the castle. Forgetting dad's quest.
Okay, so we'll fast forward a bit. No other ghosts.
I come back to the three of you. There are no other ghosts.
We've gone for like a 6-year quest. It turns out there's no other ghosts out there. So.
I'm dead because I just did exactly the same thing that Hamlet did.
What happened to Dusha? Sorry, Hamlet.
Hamlet 2.
Can I throw stuff at the ghost? Does he shut up?
No.
What if I put my fingers in my ears?
Yeah, you can do... All right, we're going to have to fast forward the plot, because if you're rebelling straight against the ghost...
I'm just like, what does he want from me? Mom's happy, Dad. You're
but
dead.
She's not.
Get over it. Why is she not happy?
Her husband just died.
Yeah,
and
but she was real quick to remarry.
Yeah, but the problem is it was these... Those were the
I'm
going to
do
where...
it, and then I'm just going to see if Mom's like, I'm cool with it still.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to find out if it's true. Yeah.
I'm going to go and invite mum out for some coffee and then have a lovely girls' night out with my mum and then be like, so, mum, how's Daddy Claude treating you?
Okay, yeah. Answer, that kind of happens a bit.
Okay,
Because I think there's a possibility, I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but that this ghost may be the devil tricking us into hating our uncle. Maybe Dad just died of natural causes.
Yeah, what if Dad died of natural causes?
What did the doctor say? Satan. Does anyone remember?
No one knows what happened.
The doctor said the king is dead.
So he'd know.
Yeah.
Where's Dad's body?
Yeah.
Are we buried it in a crypt?
To Dad's grave!
Let's dig up Daddy!
Yeah, we should dig up Dad to see if he's still there. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go dig up Dad.
Wait, quick recap.
Yeah.
So... Father Ghost has visited us.
Yeah.
Jackson's fucked off to see if he can find other ghosts. Doesn't care about his dead dad.
I put my fingers in my ears and went la 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 for a while.
Why?
Because I didn't want to hear him yelling about avenge me. I got shit on.
That's later on. And your own shit is being sad that he's dead.
Yeah.
That's your shit. So now he's alive.
I don't need a ghost to tell me I'm sad. I'm sad.
Dad's always cramping my style.
Yeah, let me mourn how I want to mourn, Dad.
All right, so
is
me and Dave,
I
guess.
Good enough?
Dave wants to go to the crypt too.
But you're not at the crypt. You've changed your mind.
Came back. There were no ghosts.
All right, we've gone to the crypt. You can do whatever you want. You probably didn't hear that we're going to the crypt.
Fine, we'll all go to the crypt 3 out of 4. Yeah. Say go to the crypt.
Yep. We're going to the crypt. We're going to the crypt.
Push it over. Oh no, there's Dad's body. I'm sad now.
Yeah.
This was more traumatic than I thought.
Oh God, his face has been eaten.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up his God. Skull. Wait, do you reckon that if we knew the poor dad, I knew him so well. Put him back.
That's funny. That's Hamlet reference. what if we turned him on his side and liquid came out of his ear and we...
Don't touch Dad!
His brain's coming out!
If you were told that your dad was killed by poison being poured in his ear, would you not want to tip...
Oh, was Dad clear about that?
Yes, Dad was clear that
Dad was just like, I got killed.
No, Dad was like, whilst I was napping, your uncle poured poison in my ear.
How'd you know you were napping?
Because he woke up.
Classic Dad, loved it.
Okay, if you were asleep and someone poured stuff in... Jackson, you're not allowed to answer this. fun fact for both you, Dave, and for the listeners, just in case I haven't shared this before. Once when we were on tour, we were staying in a room that didn't have enough beds. So Jackson was sleeping on a mattress on the floor. And in the middle of the night, my phone was over near where he was sleeping. And I kind of tripped over his shit because Jackson is not a tidy man.
Yeah, messy boy.
And I tripped over one of his jackets and stood on his head. And he didn't wake up.
No way.
Yeah. Once I was at a friend's house and my alarm for some reason went off at 6 a.m. My friend was full kicking me in the head to try to wake me up and I just didn't.
Jack has this lovely thing where he'll set a random alarm at any point in time and he won't hear it and I will several walls away.
Yeah. That's like heavy.
How do you get yourself up if you need to get up?
We heaps kick him. Of alarms. Just heaps and really? Heaps of alarms. Often if I can have my phone, but also an alarm clock, that works in alternating times.
Like you'd have to set up some contraption where if you don't wake up, like a drill will start going into your skull.
I would love that. I would love something that woke me up by splashing water on my face. And just the hope that that would wake me up.
Well, when you had a job where you had to wake up early in the morning, you couldn't go to bed the night before. You had to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, otherwise, if I went to bed, I'd be too comfy.
To get out.
Yeah, but if I slept on the couch, it was uncomfortable enough that I was having a bad enough sleep that I'd wake up.
That sounds like a horrible life.
It's not all right.
All right, so Dad's ghost is like, while I was napping, or maybe Satan, while Dad, I was napping, dear my brother, his brother or mum's brother? Wait, what is this?
His brother.
His
my brother. I'm the ghost, my brother.
Right, your brother.
Claudius. Yeah, poisoned me, and now he's banging your mum and is the king.
Okay,
okay, so if we tip over Dad's body and poison falls out,
how do we know it's poison and not just liquid brain? How long's Dad been dead for?
I taste some.
Like, he's been dead like a month.
Yeah. That could just be brain.
I don't even know if it'd be brain at this point. I imagine we tip him over and nothing
comes out.
Either just liquid, like just bits of decomposed body.
Yeah.
Depends what the poison is, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the poison might outlast a decomposing body.
But I just wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Be curious, and if liquid came out, surely... You, Zamet, you can wait outside, I guess, because you're just going to be like, No,
I'm there. I'm just being like, we don't know unless Jackson Hamlet tastes it. I don't know if
Hamlet
it's poison
4.
Or not.
What if it was like something like Dr. Pepper or something?
I'll have a lick.
Yeah. How deadly is this poison?
Ow!
Did it tape?
Jackson doesn't survive this. Now we're down to three Hamlets.
I die and become a ghost.
Oh, no. Wow, we're down to three. All right.
Avenge me!
Shut up. We're on another quest. We'll get to you later.
How do I avenge you?
We gotta kill Claudius. Claude. Daddy Claude. He put the poison there for me to lick.
No.
But who told you to lick it?
One of you. Me. I said okay.
I didn't say him to lick it. I just said I don't know if it's poison or not.
He did want me to lick it. But
yeah, I did want him to
kill
lick
him
it.
After you find out if Claudius did.
All right, we'll
it.
Deal with that first. But we've got event.
See ya.
All right, so Jackson would not survive Hamlet.
That's the answer there.
I ate the poison so quickly.
So
next step. I know he's been poisoned. Because
I think, like, if I was thinking about this, and I, like, my first go-to would be, like, I'm going to try and visit the king's grave, and that's sad, and I don't want to see my father like that, but also I'd be, like, curious.
Yeah.
I guess I'd go very CSI, which is uncharacteristically of Hamlet. But also...
Let's just get to a montage of you getting his fingerprints.
But I'm just thinking that in Hamlet, Hamlet acts crazy, and I feel like that if I went full CSI, I might accidentally be following exactly the same path.
Essentially, but now that we have the dead body of Hamlet 4 and poison dribbling out of Dad's ear, I'm going to Mum.
Yeah. You got to chat to Mum at some point.
But what if Mum won't believe us?
Mum, Jackson 4, sorry, Hamlet 4 is dead.
Jackson 4.
Well, in Hamlet does go to Mum, and Mum's just like,
yeah, but we've got proof now, Mama.
Her boy died. Avenge me.
Hey, and while we're talking to Mum, if there was someone hiding behind the curtain listening on, if you heard a noise, would you stab at the curtain?
No.
Without checking who it was?
No.
Yes, but I'm a ghost.
Like, Ghost of Hamlet 4 has now stabbed a man through a curtain, and it turns out to be, whoops, the king's royal advisor, Polonius.
Polonius, I'm sorry. I'm a ghost.
Whoops.
You got to forgive me.
Uh-huh. Howard, we'd all get hung for that because we wouldn't be able to explain that you did it. Yeah. Jackson's killed us all.
I'll just appear as a ghost in court. Fucking appear as a ghost, whatever. Well,
the weird thing about the world of Hamlet is our dad does visit us while we're trying to talk to Mum, and we can see him. But Mum can't.
Oh, no.
So Mum sees us talking to Dad, who's not actually there to her. We look a little crazy.
Okay, how
and
about...
now we're also talking to our dead brother that she probably doesn't know exists because we're actually one person.
Right. I'd be like, okay, good point. Mum, what's a question that you could ask Dad that only you and Dad would know?
Good plan.
Yeah, why?
I'd ask that question.
What if it was something really kinky and sexual?
That's fine. I'm like, fine to know about Mum getting finger blasted or whatever. It's all right.
Dad loved
Mom,
getting
Mom, what
rimmed.
Makes you come?
Yeah.
Just curious.
What did Dad
I
do to get
I should not be
you
the
off?
One who have said that sentence in a podcast.
Let me just ask Dad that whilst Polonius bleeds to death in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, guys. My bad.
Who gave you a sword?
I picked one up. I found
Whoops.
One.
Yeah, so I'd be asking Mum a question we could ask dear dead Dada, and so we could know if it is actually Dad or a sneaky Satan. But would Satan also know the answer?
It's a skinky sex stuff, definitely. Yeah. Satan loves that shit.
Maybe we should try and get a confession out of Claudius himself, the king. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Good idea.
All right, we kidnap him and torture him, yeah?
But what if he didn't do it?
Oh, we've just tortured a king.
No. Whoops. Hey, I'm really sorry. There's a ghost that you can't see. I swear.
All right, so I'm going to get a car battery.
I'm really sorry about your balls. Surely
also,
that'll heal.
Time travel's real.
Yeah.
So this is a car battery.
A horse battery then. God.
That's just a horse kicking Claudius in the balls.
Or you just tie a horse to his balls and let it run.
Hey, did you kill Dad?
Oh, no.
Oh, I just committed regicide.
Wow, his balls ripped off a lot easier than I thought it would.
Does Claudius have kids?
No
well,
kids.
He won't now.
You're basically, he's trying to call you his son.
Yeah. Oh,
trying to call God. Us his son.
Well, you just tore his balls.
Alas, because of castrating Claudius, you are beheaded in the town square.
Yeah, you're down to two Hamlets.
Hamlet 3 okay. did not survive Hamlet.
Well, it's just the douche and myself left.
It's Hamlet 1 and 2. They got progressively worse, the Hamlets, as time went on.
Oh, Hamlet 4, I guess we avenged your death.
Did you? Yeah. I don't know if his balls had anything to do with me tasting that poison for no reason.
Yeah,
no.
But I'm dead now.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
Now, well, you guys get to hang out in Ghost Heaven. And now we have to avenge Hamlet 3's death.
Yeah. I'm also being like, avenge killed by a me.
Avenge, avenge. Oh, wait,
no, killed by the hangman. Yeah. By so the executioner.
You gotta fucking kill that executioner.
Hey, but he did.
Hang
his,
on.
Yeah,
okay. Is after Macbeth his here, man's right. After his balls, Claudius's balls are torn off. Is he still alive?
Like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's just really pissed off.
Okay. He's just very mad.
But
at
to be honest, somehow we tortured him that badly and still didn't get a confession. So we don't know if he did it. Is it still the devil tricking us? Because it'd be pretty clever of the devil to make us kill 2 out of 4 of ourselves and ruin the king's balls. That's a great trick.
The greatest trick the devil ever played
was ruining the king's balls with a horse.
Well, it's pretty clear why you didn't get a confession, because all Samit did was tie a rope around his balls and then slap the horse on the arm.
Yell, confess, and then...
Confess!
And then...
Ah! No one asked him a question.
Oh. All
right, maybe, what if we ask our on-again, off-again, a little bit crazy girlfriend, Ophelia.
Ah, yeah. Forgot about
give her.
Give her
a buzz. See what
she's probably call
to.
Her off.
Who is also Polonius's daughter. We killed her dad. Whoops. By stabbing him through a curtain.
Might leave that one to lie.
We just saved
does
it.
She know we killed him?
Well, you didn't. I did.
Well,
Jackson.
She doesn't know that Hamlet 4 killed him, but she does know that he's dead, and she's gone a little cuckoo from it. Okay. Also, we've been telling her that we don't love her, even though we do.
Why are we doing that?
You guys playing hard to get?
Yeah,
you guys playing silly buggers? With...
We're playing hard to get, but also pretending to be a little bit crazy.
So we can get away with tearing off the king's balls.
Yeah, we're basically pleading insanity.
Okay.
And that's now kind of turned our girlfriend a bit insane. What do you think we should do?
We should probably apologize.
Okay.
But probably not confess to the killing.
Okay, so we'll apologize. Let's go around to her place. Okay. Uh-oh. She's dead.
Oh, she drowned herself.
She drowned.
Oh, that's rough.
Possibly by accident, possibly on purpose.
That sucks. Oh, hey, you're here.
Avenge me. That's right. Well.
She gets to hang out with Hamlet 3 and Hamlet 4.
Hey, we were dating, yeah. We were the worst parts of Hamlet or versions of Hamlet. I'm not clear what's happening.
Or the best parts of Hamlet.
We were
hard
either the
to
best
say.
Sections of his personality. Or quintuplets.
I mean,
quintuplets? Hamlet 5 died earlier in an unrelated incident.
Also horse-related. Also bald-related. Yeah. Maybe we could ask our old school chums, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. What do you think?
Yeah, what are we asking them? Hey, do you reckon our uncle killed our dad?
Yeah.
Hey, old school.
What up?
You know what? No.
Right, fair. I like it. Good.
Good. Hey, school chums.
Hey, what up?
How you guys going?
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah.
That's good. I just wanted to catch up. I've had some rough times, so it's just nice
I
to see some friends.
I heard the king's balls got taken by a horse.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They got the guy, I heard.
Yeah, about that. That was kind of me.
Oh, my God. Well,
just kidding. Right. They got the guy. Anyway, yeah, just been a real rough time. My dad's dead. My uncle's got no balls. So my mom's unhappy because he can't fuck anymore.
Well, yeah, he's got no balls.
He just can't come.
Yeah. And, like, it's a fresh wound, so he probably shouldn't.
Yeah. He can go all night.
Yeah.
If anything, it's made him a better lover. Yeah. I don't know.
Just give him a month or two while the wound heals.
It's made him an even better king as well.
Yeah.
He feels a lot more sympathy for the eunuchs
yeah,
now.
Exactly. Do you know how happy the eunuchs are, dude?
Yeah, they've finally got representation for royalty. Nice.
Exactly. It's fashionable now. We're all doing it. We're all cutting off our balls with a horse.
I haven't had balls for like a week. How long ago did it happen? I'm a trendsetter. I don't know. I'm ahead of the curve.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are ballless.
Yeah.
Well, before we carry on, though, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And also a little reminder to everybody listening that this Saturday I'm going to be hosting Big Deal, a frightening game show at the Cooper's Inn. And if you want to see that shit, you better head to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and grab your tickets today. And also, if you want to bear witness to something truly incredible, then head to audiobooksontape.com and grab yourself a USB cassette of Big Soft Titty PNG's very first year as a podcast. Once again, that's audiobooksontape.com.
The only another chum that we could ask is our actual close friend, Horatio.
Oh yeah, we haven't spoken to
that
him
we
all
weren't
day.
Your actual close friend.
Which, yeah. Horatio is actually someone we actually have already told about, so he knows.
Okay,
he's the only one who knows.
Does he knows that you're seeing that Hamlet is seeing ghosts?
Yeah, because he saw the ghost as well.
Oh! Hey, what up?
What was his name?
Horatio. What up, Horatio?
He can now talk to you.
Yeah, well, I'm a ghost and he can see.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, we're alive but not.
Do you know where Dad is?
Yeah.
Why am I Horatio?
If you could see us, why didn't we go to you first?
Yeah, you seem like you got a better head on your shoulders.
So your plan is now to die and then go speak to Horatio.
Oh, no, we're already dead.
I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pass
on. So what are you
on.
Saying to Horatio? I'll be Horatio.
Horatio, who killed Dad?
I don't know. The ghost of your father wouldn't speak to me.
Nah. All right, see ya.
Well, if you're in the room where Hamlet are speaking to dead Dad, do you see him still?
I can see your father, but he refuses to speak while I'm in the room.
What? Why?
That's sus, Dad.
Sorry, hang on, give me a sec. Hey, Dad.
Why?
What the fuck?
He's trustworthy.
Just silence.
I just never liked him. I just didn't like his smell.
Why do you like my
All
friends?
Right, I don't want... Look.
You smelled bad.
It's probably good if you don't know.
Okay.
Why Dad's not interested.
Look. Hey, if you see Horatio, tell him he's a prick.
Hey, Horatio.
Yeah.
This is from Dad.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I've never been flipped off by a ghost before.
So Dad hates my friends.
Yeah.
Even after he's dead, he's trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I don't like mine. I don't know if I like Dad.
Piss off, Dad.
Well, the good thing is both... Dusha,
Hamlet 1 and 2.
Yeah.
We exist in the mortal plane where Dad no longer exists. You guys, however, are ghosts with Dad.
Is Dad just constantly
forever.
Breaking our balls?
See, like, you didn't avenge me properly.
You don't know how to chop wood.
You died, huh? You ate the poison. You were the worst, Hamlet.
I at least got your brother's balls off.
Okay, so... It gets to the part where, I would not put on a play.
We could. All right. Well, basically, I reckon, this is my theory. I think because some actors are coming to town, that we should ask them to put on a play that might make our uncle admit that he killed our dad. What do you think?
I think it's worth a shot.
It's a play that everyone already knows called The Murder of Gonzago. Seriously.
Dude, I fucking love that play. Is that where Uncle Claude got the idea from?
That play where Gonzago gets murdered?
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, you'll never see it coming in the fourth act. I reckon that I'll write in my own little bits because I've always wanted to be a bit of a dramatist. You know, I've always had a flair for writing, a bit of poetry. I could write in some bits and include a bit of poison in the ear, and then we'll just look at our uncle and see what he does.
How about I'm very much not on board, but there is two of us.
All right,
well, so maybe I'll sit in the crowd with uncle.
You sit right next.
All right,
to him
and I'll sit backstage and make sure that these dancers stay in fucking line.
Yeah, perfect.
Question: is there cops?
There's knights.
There's guards.
A town guard. Why don't we go to the town guard?
Because it's the king.
Hey, beheaded idiot.
Yeah.
You want everyone to be beheaded?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hello, king.
I ate poison and I'm cleverer than you.
If everyone's beheaded, no one's beheaded.
King, I'm afraid I'm going to have to put you under arrest. He just starts laughing.
Is there like a sheriff?
That doesn't make sense. Pass on. Go to heaven.
No.
All right, let's put on this little play.
I don't think it's silly. Yes, it's definitely not my idea, but...
I don't want
to shit on your dreams, Hamlet. So I will sit with Uncle.
Thank you.
Does Uncle have one of those like cushions that's like a donut so his wound doesn't like...
Yeah, he's got like a hemorrhoid cushion.
Yeah.
Poor Uncle.
Poor Uncle.
Okay, so...
All right, we're at the theatre and... Oh, wow, what a fantastic piece of work. Thank you so much. I wrote this, but
well done.
Appreciate that.
What a play!
Oh, thank you.
I like the original one. I'm a pretty big fan, but this is all right.
I don't like the changes made to Gonzarco's
guys,
character.
Come on, I made it more realistic, and also I put them in military uniforms. Everyone does at high school Shakespeare. Can we get to the bit where the poison is poured in the ear?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, what a piece of drama!
I look at Uncle.
Uncle. Stroppy.
How did he react?
He's not happy. He's like, first you rip off my balls,
and now
you make me watch such tripe.
In the play, can maybe you put in a scene where one of like the murderer gets his balls ripped off by the horse? Just a real hammer home that point.
A pantomime horse comes on stage.
streaming blood. It's like, woo!
I forgot to say, I don't trust anyone to act my words. Other than myself. So I played the role of the guy with the poison poured in his ear, but because I love realism so much, I used real poison, and I'm afraid I have also died. So we're down to one Hamlet who was in the crowd with Uncle.
Yeah, Hamlet 1 was a very good method actor. Yeah,
it's great to hear about every other liquid has been like stage liquid or whatever, and then you just looking up like, wait.
Oh, hang on. But I was so into the role, I'm like, no, I'm pretending to be napping. I will not be waking up.
I will wake to nothing.
Watching from the crowd I have to wage war on theatre now as well.
Yeah.
You still haven't killed the hangman.
Yeah. Come on, Hamlet 2.
That's why you won't pass over.
Come on, avenge me, dickhead.
I haven't passed over because I don't know how.
2 out of 3 dead Hamlets have happened because of poison that was so easy to avoid.
Mate, you're not an artist, all right?
Yeah, you don't know theatre.
You don't get it.
You don't get
getting down and licking the poison out of your dad's ear.
Yeah.
To see what it was.
So, as the only Hamlet left, I guess Uncle reacts differently now because there's been a suicide on stage.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead boys, yes.
Well, because you're not pouring poison in your own ear, which means that technically there's been a murder on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to kill that
guy. Sadly, that actor has also been hanged. Whoops.
Hey,
sorry about that.
You avenged yourself.
Yeah, I made him murder me and then I avenged him.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Does that also redeem the hangman from before? Because he hung the right man?
No. You got to just shoot him with a crossbow after you sort this out.
Yeah,
right. For solve this murder first. Do you reckon King Claudius did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's acting sus, or he could just be his wound open and he needs to get out of the room real quick.
He's been angry and quite moody recently.
I think
he did not like the pantomime horse.
He did not like watching the tragedy that happened to his body mocked on the stage.
Followed by a murder.
Like, to be honest.
Actually, he wouldn't see the murder. He'd leave when the balls got ripped off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He'd be like, this is disgusting.
To be honest, if we're already mocking the king for losing his balls in a horse-related incident, no matter what kind of power this king has, he's lost the power of the people.
That's
like,
true.
There is no respect for this king. We've ruined his reign.
Old horse balls.
Yeah.
Old horse balls the first.
Bow low to him.
That'd be the first and only, mate. Good luck reproducing, am I right?
So, yeah, look, mission success. Is that what you wanted, Dad?
Now, no, because we were meant to leave Mom out of it, but we've tarnished her name as well.
No, how we tarnish her name?
She's the queen.
Yeah.
No, I'm on his side.
What
You're
do you
an
mean?
Idiot. Pass over.
Mom can
go
now,
to heaven.
She can get it annulled because now they can't have kids because he's got no
She's
balls.
She's the idiot who married Horseball.
She was married to Horseballs before it
That's
was
right.
Horseball.
When he was just balls.
Yeah.
Queen cannot divorce the king.
Can move on.
No.
Go to heaven.
You seem to have a...
I thought I was the dumbest Hamlet. I think it's Hamlet 3. And I ate poison out of my dad's ear. Go get front Claude.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, Uncle Dad, fuckwit, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah. Does he admit it? Or is he just like, my balls? I think
at that point, so much stuff would have happened that he just cracked the shits. I'm like, yes, I did it. Fuck off.
In a way, that was the best plan of all.
Wow.
Annoyed him into submission, basically.
Yeah. Well, you know what did that? My art.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. You know what else I did that? The lack of balls.
Yeah, that's right.
I did.
That festering pain in his scrotum, where his scrotum used to be.
I didn't contribute.
You figured out the poison actually happened.
That's true. Yeah, you're welcome.
That is, thank you.
So when it wasn't Satan.
But then a real spanner in the works here. Laertes, who is Polonius, the guy that we accidentally killed, son comes to town, and he wants revenge. So has challenged Hamlet 2 to a duel.
Fine, I'll do it. Have I killed Claudius?
Now Claudius knows that you know that he's a killer.
Oh,
what he's done is he's given Laertes a better sword than you and put poison on the sword. And just in case, if you win the duel, he's given you a cup of poison so you would cheers him and drink. So he's covered all bases here, basically.
Quickly, switch the drinks.
Quickly, dude, eat the poison.
Yeah. For the last month, just been consuming little bits of poison so you're immune.
Yeah.
And stab yourself a little each day so you're immune to stabbing.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't know that the poison is involved.
Sorry. I should have told you. We should have warned you, but really,
we were watching.
We spent too much time squabbling amongst our dead selves.
Yeah. We were arguing about who was the most stupid.
Yeah.
I'm
Joe, you are.
No, I am.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we said.
Actually, no, because Uncle comes to town. Son of Ophelia's brother, right?
Yes, which is Laertes and Polonius' son.
Yeah, Laertes comes to town and be like, look, it was an accident. I don't accept your duel because I'm like, look, I'll duel you, but Claudius killed my father.
Yeah.
So should we kill him first, then we'll sort this out?
I mean,
because I'd be like, I totally understand. My dad was killed too.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. We'll duel later. Absolutely, but first, can we get revenge
on
mine?
Put a pin in that duel.
No, we must duel now.
We must
Why?
Duel now.
Because, I mean, that's your beef.
He's already here. He's traveled so far.
Mate, I've got a better sword than you. I might finally win something, okay?
You got a better sword than me?
No.
What?
Let's use two new swords.
It doesn't have poison on it.
Let's use two new swords.
Lick it to find out.
Oh, shit. Our mum's just drunk the poison by accident. Now the queen's dying. Shit.
Hey, don't bother at this point.
You know what?
Mum's death's
this.
On you.
Mum's death's not on me. Mum.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
This is your fault, Laertes. I'm glad I killed your dad now.
Oh, well, fine.
Oh, wait. That wasn't even me. That was you.
Yeah. Well, let's have a fight.
All right. Ching.
So are we brothers or we have the same brain and you're operating at a quarter brain right now?
I don't know. Yeah,
we never made it super clear.
All I know is that I'm now in a sword fight, which is a situation I didn't want to be in.
Oh, no. I've dropped my sword and you've picked it up and stabbed me with the poison sword.
Hey, this is worked out okay.
But don't worry. I stabbed you as well. Now we've both been poisoned.
Oh, no.
Suck it out.
Hang on. The king tricked us all. Let's kill the king.
But you're poisoned.
King Claudius, before you die, quickly kill him. That's what you should do.
Quickly kill him by making out with him.
Yeah. No, I'll probably just stab him with the sword.
But you got poison lips.
Oh, poor poison in his butt.
I don't have poison
stab
lips.
Stab his gooch.
Yeah.
I'll stab him in his ball hole.
Yeah.
Shish kebab that cunt.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Bro, welcome to heaven or the afterlife.
Now, the king's dead. We've finally avenged him, but
yes.
Hamlet 2 has also died.
Fuck! So close.
Laertes has also died.
Yes.
And our mum has also died.
Hey, what up?
Do you know what's annoying?
Yeah.
This ended exactly how Hamlet did, but with slightly more shish kebab.
Damn.
Slightly less balls and slightly more Hamlets.
And that was the reign of old horse balls the first.
I feel like no matter what happens in Hamlet, no matter what adventure or path you take, it always ends the same.
Oh, yeah, everybody dies. It's just, it seems like it's unavoidable.
I feel like this was you teaching me a lesson, Dave.
Well, that is my art.
And on that note, I've been Hamlet 2.
I've been Hamlet 4.
I've been Hamlet 3.
And I've been Hamlet 1.
And Hamlet 1, or Dave Warnocky. Have you got anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, a new adaptation of The Murder of Gonzaga that I'll be touring the country with.
Woo! Yeah. Uses real poison!
Now, if you like nerdy things like Hamlet, I have another podcast called Book Cheat, where it's a book club where I've read the book so you don't have to, essentially. So I tell two guests all about it. One of the most recent episodes was Hamlet.
Who was on that episode?
That was you, Mr. Joel Dusha, and Mr. Nick Mason from the Weekly Planet podcast. That was a fun episode. I've also done Othello with you, Dusha.
Yes, and Matt Stewart.
I've done Frankenstein.
Yeah,
those were the two. With Jackson and Zammit here. I've done The Great Gatsby.
Not with us.
No, Persuasion by Jane Austen.
Oh.
There you go, a bit of highbrow stuff.
Yeah.
Picture of Dorian Gray. Yeah, all sorts of classic stuff that if you feel like you want to pretend you know what it's about, just listen to that for
well,
an hour.
Will be a nice cleanse to anyone who has been made dumber by plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah, even yourself out.
Yeah.
Do
Go
some
On
good.
Also works for that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and another show I do called Do Go On, where we take it in turns to report on a topic from history, sometimes a biography, sometimes it's a murder, sometimes an NBA game, and sometimes it's just the history of Lego.
Neat.
So that is good fun. And both of those podcasts can be found at planetbroadcasting.com.
Thanks for being here, Dave, and I'm sad that I didn't survive Hamlet because I thought I was gonna.
I died so early.
That shocks no one.
Yeah, we knew it was happening.
I did what I wanted to do.
You ripped a man's balls off of the horse.
I think
you accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
You made the biggest change. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.